My name is Shweta,
and you're watching Dil To Filthy Hai.
In this episode today, we will be featuring the debuts of Bollywood actors before their films.
Yeah.
So what we mean here is that a lot of Bollywood actors have debuted in films. We know that, of course.
Everyone knows their first movie. But
do we know where they're actually from? Like, where were they spotted? What kind of started their careers? Some of them are advertisements. Some of them are music videos. You know, it's a very interesting mix.
And I was so surprised while compiling this list. Mm-hmm. Because now when I look back at these videos or commercials, I'm just like, oh, wow, yeah, it's them. Okay, number one. Mm-hmm. He's definitely a heartthrob.
I'd say.
Okay. He debuted in a movie. He is a great looker.
Yeah.
And he's still in Bollywood.
Yeah.
He recently came out with a blockbuster where he played the villain role.
Yeah.
A huge hit. He made bikes look cool. He debuted in...
He also made long hair look cool.
Long hair. I'm sure you guys know who we're talking about. We're talking about John Abraham.
Abraham, who we feel has really worked hard to transform his image from a just a good-looking guy to like an actor who's taken seriously now.
I want New York's best brown bread.
We all know John as a model. Like, a lot of people know that he went into modeling, but his actual first presence on screen was a famous music video from... It was from a Pankaj Udaas song. Can you believe it?
Pankaj Udaas song. Pankaj Udaas. John Abraham in a Pankaj Udaas song. Could anybody ever imagine this? Chupke chupke sakhiyon se wo baatein karna bhool gayi. Chupke chupke sakhiyon se wo baatein karna bhool gayi.
It's called Chupke Chupke. And YouTube it, you can still watch it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But the cool part is John has that long hair and he has a bike in the whole film or whole music
so
video.
He's playing himself. But like, I feel like John Abraham and Pankaj Udaas are such polar opposites in my mind that it was interesting to see him in this like in this light, you know? So 100%. I feel like it was cool. Pop lovers love this song.
Yeah.
And
he did an okay job. It's funny to watch him now because he has grown a lot as an actor, of course. But for his first thing, it was good.
Not bad, Pankaj Udaas, out of all things, I would not imagine. But why not, John? Why not?
Why not? So, number two.
Number two.
Okay, we're talking about an actress now.
Ooh.
And she's actually known for as a child actor. She's she's been in a lot of commercials. But I actually want to discuss about her first role as an adult on screen.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, she's not in the picture right now because she got married and she's just focused more on her family. But I really liked her as an actress.
She's so cute. Very cute girl.
So cute. Talking about Aisha Takia.
Woo!
Remember her?
I know.
Right? Oh. So her first film was Sochana Tha. Deewana Jag. छुट जाने दे मैं तेरा दिल बन के रहूं. Although did not do well, but she went on doing films with Shahid Kapoor.
Yeah, she's done a bunch of cool films. She's even done Wanted with Salman Khan. And I feel like she was a pretty well-known actress in the 2000s.
Yeah.
And like, it's interesting because now like there's a lot of rumors about her plastic surgery and her changing her look.
God,
if we want to talk about what's going on with her recently, but I mean that's okay because we're here to talk about when she first appeared on screen, and that was during
a music video once again.
Yeah, this one I actually know.
This one you actually know. Yeah. It's from a very popular singer.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we talking about, Shweta?
We're talking about Falguni Pathak. And the song is...
The Dandiya Lady.
The Dandiya Lady. Oh, she's so hype.
The Dandiya Queen, right? Oh, huge hit. Everyone knew it.
And it was a nice music video about college life, and there's a college like fest or something happening, and there's a performance, and she likes this boy, but the boy likes the pretty girl.
Everyone really liked her, and I think that kind of made her to kind of go do a lot more commercials and more music videos. But yes, this is a song that was her first debut on screen.
Yeah.
So cool.
Very cool. Love it.
I could love it. All right, number three. Okay, this really blew me away.
Yeah.
When I found out his first movie was like this movie that we're going to talk about. But the actor, definitely one of the most underrated actors that we have today, yeah. I feel.
I love him.
So we are talking about Aditya Roy Kapoor.
Everybody thinks his debut film was what? Aashiqui 2 with Shraddha Kapoor, which went on to become a rage. But actually, his debut film was
London Dreams.
I've seen this in theaters. Even despite that hairstyle that he had, that he also wore in Action Replay, I still thought he was cute.
जब मोमडैड की कोई love story ही नहीं थी, तो गाने का theme क्या था? ऐसे unromantic couple के लिए क्या गाना बनाया गया?
And actually, in London Dreams, he was playing a supporting character, supporting role. I think he did pretty well because I remembered him. If you remember somebody from a supporting role who's when it's their first film, they did pretty well.
I remember Action Replay. I remember him more from Action Replay, which I really thought he was cute.
I thought he was cute too.
Yeah.
Come on, Kishan. Ab to kuch karo yaar. Jaldi chalo, come on.
All right, number four.
Four.
Okay, once again, I saw this film.
Me too.
You too. And I did not recollect that it was the same girl. But then I knew when I saw her in her second film, which was a huge hit.
When I saw it, I knew that it was Shakti Kapoor's daughter. And now you know who that is, Shraddha Kapoor.
Yeah, so there was a time where Vyarapur were kind of releasing these kind of teenage-y movies.
Yeah.
Which I thought was nice.
Yeah, Love Ka The End is her debut film. A lot of people think that it is either Teen Patti
or
Aashiqui.
Love Nanda is a loser.
Hell yeah.
It's time for Love Ka The End.
So,
was she like 16?
She was very young.
Like,
you could tell this girl is like a teenager.
Teenager, yeah.
And it was a fun film.
Yeah.
Was it like John Tucker Must Die? I think that's what it was remade from.
So, yeah. It was good. And I think she was really good.
She was good. I liked her too.
Yeah, I was like, oh wow, who is this girl?
Has potential. She's funny. She's cute. She's crying. Like, it was great.
Yeah. All right, number five.
Number five.
A very talented actor who is known for a huge hit today in Bollywood. A great dancer, a great looker. But he also debuted in a music video, which was a blockbuster back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. He was not too old. I think he was still in his teenagers, but you know, he looks younger. He always looks younger than his age.
He still looks younger than his age. Yeah.
And I think you guys know who we're talking about. We're talking about Shahid Kapoor.
The great Shahid Kapoor. People think his debut film was Ishq Vishq, which, I mean, it technically was.
Yeah.
But where did we see him before Ishq Vishq? We saw him.
In a song.
Yeah.
In a music video called Aankhon Mein.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a huge hit. And he plays the main lead in love, basically in love with his neighbor. It was a cute video. It worked well. The song was also good. Indie pop loved it. People loved it. They threw hats.
And so, and like, I feel like Shahid Kapoor has had many opportunities on screen.
Yeah.
Another one that Amrita and I were discussing was in Taal.
Yeah.
In the song, was it? Kabhi Aag Lage Lag Jave. Kabhi Aag Lage Lag Jave mein, he has a little portion where Shreya is dancing and he drapes a dupatta over her head. But you can clearly see him on screen, and it's very exciting because it's like, oh wow, that's Shahid Kapoor.
So yeah, that was the list, guys. Let us know what you thought about our list, and if you know we missed out on someone, please let us know in the comments below.
Yeah. Having said that, my name is Shweta.
And my name is Amri.
And you're watching your favorite show,
Dildo Filmihe. Over and out.
Goodbye.